Green Day.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hindu practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida and the old Hindu root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology and parapsychology brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Usia, Blusia, Metcatalan, Bahet Kabel, Eshtami Chukala Mizmea, Lotekbi. God bless all my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only real, genuine hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Leon Devereaux, officially known to many as Papa Say, your hoodoo daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you and you and even you. And it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know and I want you to know that the real hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you, God keep you, God shine his eyes upon you, and give you peace. May he bless your going out and you're coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. This is my prayer for you. It has always been my prayer for you. Now, tonight, we have a reading about your success. Yeah, that's right. Tonight, we have hoodoo success reading. This is a reading about your success. Your success in this life, in this world, what you should have. This is a reading about your success. There's something about it which you should know. And we will be bringing it up. Now, I want to ask you, what do 3 days mean to you? Why are they so important in your coming year? They are the triple days of October 30th, October 31st, and November 1st. 3 days of spiritual light. The triple days of spiritual power. These are the days when the most spiritual things will happen to the most spiritual person, you. First, you get a new moon authentic hoodoo reading from the seven spirits of God given by Papa Say. This will take you through the coming month with all of its blessing and all of its goodness. Next, you will get a spirit reading from one of the best spirit readers of all, the one and only Madame Shalice, from one of the most haunted states in the Union. She reads the spirit realm and gives you a true and accurate message from the realm of ghosts. That's right, the realm of ghosts. Finally, you get a reading from the SB7C, one of the most accurate instruments in the paranormal field today. It reads radio frequencies and translates them into voice. Ask it a question, and you get an answer right then and there. Now, that's the triple days of spiritual power. Sunday, October 30th, Monday, October 31st, Tuesday, November 1st, at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time on Sunday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time Monday, and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time Tuesday. That's Sunday, October 30th, Monday, October 31st, and Tuesday, October 1st, at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time Sunday, and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time Monday and Tuesday. Now, hold on. All readings will be free. All readings are free. That's right. Free, with absolutely no charge whatsoever. So you be there here at The Real Hoodoo on Blog Talk Radio. That's The Real Hoodoo right here on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say. Well, I had to just tell y'all that. Had to let it out. Had to go on and do it. Well, we will have success reading tonight. But first of all, why don't you listen to just a little message, that's all. You know, just a little message. And don't go away, because we will be right back, okay? Now, don't go away. Hello? Hello.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything, from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN. Extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Now, as I said, I'm going to give you a success reading. But in order to do that, we got to pray about it, don't we? All right. Okay, Baruch Hashem, O seven spirits of God, you hold all things in your hands. Give to me the power to know all things, and all things through this device, which I now hold in my hands. Send them through the spirit of Yahweh, the spirit of Chokmah, the spirit of Shoresh, the spirit of Etzah, the spirit of Gebor, the spirit of Da'am, and the Yira Yahweh. I do worship the only one true God. Amen. Selah. His delight shall be in the fear of the Yahweh, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither decide after the hearing of his ears. With righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the land. He shall smite with the rod of his mouth, with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. The righteous shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Yahweh, as the waters cover the sea. Okay. We'll have the first person. The first person. Area code 646. This is for you. Hello. How are you? How are you? Hello? 46.
Hi, Papa.
How
Jay.
Are
you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. I would like to get a reading.
A reading? Okay. Okay, you sure can get it. Now hold on, please.
Sure.
Now you retain important information that will benefit you in the future, Baruch Hashim. This information gives you an advantage over others, Baruch Hashim. It will come to fruition in the near future, Baruch Hashim. In the meantime, watch your mouth and do not reveal anything to others, Baruch Hashim. In the meantime, watch your mouth and do not reveal anything to others. So says the seventh spirit to God. So God bless you and God keep you.
Okay.
Now we see that the Lord is really working now. The Lord is really working. Now the second person. 313, this is for you. Hello.
Hey, Papa.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay. Okay. But we'll see if this is for you. We will see right now. We will see right now. Now, hold on. Okay. 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 Avoid getting entangled with other people's personal or romantic issues. Avoid getting entangled in other people's personal or romantic issues, as your own relationship with them may be harmed. Your own relationship with them can be harmed. Now, they have the right to make their own decisions, Baruch Hashim, even if it brings them failure. Yes, yes, they do. They have the right to make their own decisions, even if it brings them failure. Now, be discreet in word and action. Now, be discreet in word and action. So says the seven spirits of God. And all I can tell you is God bless you and God keep you.
God bless you, Papa Say.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, here's another one. 248, this is for you. 248, this is for you.
Hi, Papa, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I am well, I would like a success reading.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, what you want will not materialize much, or it won't materialize soon. Yeah, which is a positive thing, Baruch Hashem. Complex events and relationships from the past are still blocking the road, Baruch Hashem. If you receive what you strive for right now, Baruch Hashem, you will be disappointed, Baruch Hashem. You must hold your fire, Baruch Hashem. You must hold your fire. So says seven spirits of God. All right? Well, God bless you and God keep you. Amen. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Well, so many people. You're doing well. You're doing just fine. Just fine. You're doing just fine. You know, certain things, certain people will hear this and not come along with this. But I tell you what, let's start out with this. In Proverbs 15 and 22, it says, without consultation, plans are frustrating. But with many counselors, they succeed. With many counselors, they succeed. Now, unless you have someone who is consulting you, listen good, unless you have someone you have asked about a problem and whatnot, you have so many people who is asking about you, your plan will be frustrated. Unless you have consultation. Now, there's many types of consultation. You know, I have one on the phone. Unless you have consultation, your plan will not succeed. Now, you just might as well listen to it. Just take it and be moved by this. It will come to failure. If you do not have consultation, because why? Because why? It says, with many counselors, they succeed. If you have another people telling you the same thing, just beating it in you more and more and more every day, it will come to pass. It will come to pass. If you don't have any person telling you about it, that thing will fail. Now, I'll tell you something. There were some things that I wanted, that I put my mind together to do it. Yeah. I put my mind together to do it. And without that, because I didn't take any consultation in this, because I didn't ask anybody, those things failed. Those things failed. Now, when you take consultation from someone else, it should be somebody whom you hold in esteem. It should be somebody who you mean to tell you, well, what is the truth? But when you don't tell anybody, you hold it to yourself, that thing put to frustration. It's put to frustration because in Proverbs 16:3 it says, commit your works unto the Lord and your plans will be established. Commit your works to the Lord and your plans will be established. If you let the Lord be the judge of that, one way or another, your plan will be established. But unless you have consultation, it's going to be frustrating. With many counselors, there is safety. With many of them, well, you say, well, how many is many? Many is more than one or more than two. I would say three or more people. Now, that is a way to make it in business. Three or more counselors in a business matter mean that you will be a success. Yeah, you will. If three people tell you the same thing. They ain't got to know about each other. They, you know, it's better if they don't. But they ain't got to know about each other. You mean you don't know three people that you can go to and ask about something? You ain't got three people, three friends, three people who can advise you on certain stuff? Lord, if you don't, God help you. Because those three friends are the ones which can lead you to success. Now, I told you last week that everybody, without a single shine or a single fail, everybody wants to be what? A success. God has made you to be a success. He has. You are supposed to be a success. God has made you to be a success. And it matters not what it's in. It matters not if it's in business. It matters not if it's in love. It matters not what it's in. You are supposed to be a success. Now, when you find someone or something which is trying to make you a failure, you're supposed to do what? You're supposed to get away from it. Get away. Because God has made you to be a success. He has made you to be a success. Now, how do I know that? Because in Ecclesiastes 11:6, it says, for us to sow your seed in the morning and do not be idle in the evening. For you do not know whether morning or evening sowing will succeed or whether both of them alike will be good. You don't know. You don't know if you do this thing at night or if you do it at day. You don't know. You don't know. You have no idea. You have no idea. You know, some things that I do them at morning. I do them in the morning time, at daytime, when the sun comes. And some things I do them at the nighttime. And why is that? Because I don't know which one will prosper. Which one will be good? I don't know. And if you don't know whether the morning or evening sowing will succeed or whether both of them will be alike good, you should do what? You should sow those things during the morning and at night. On some mornings, I will get certain things. And at evening, I'll get certain things. And at sometimes, I spend morning and evening getting things. Why? Because of this verse, Ecclesiastes 11:7. Sow your seed in the morning, and do not be idle in the evening. For you do not know whether morning or evening sowing will succeed, or whether both of them alike will be good. You can sow during the daytime and it's good. You can sow at the nighttime and it's good. But then you don't know. You could sow both times and it'd be good. So you get it? Without consultation, your plan will be frustrated. With many counselors, they succeed. With the many counselors, one will tell you to sow in the morning. The other one will tell you sow in the evening. Another one will tell you, no, you need to sow both times. That is the truth. That is the truth. Because if you sow both times, you have no doubt of succeeding. See, success is something which people just don't, they don't really think about it. They think, well, I'm going to be a success, I want to be a success, and that's it. No, you got to work at success. Just like you have to work at your money. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. You have to work at your money. You have to always work to make it a success. Now, that holds the same thing for money, too. It holds the same thing for money. It holds the same way for love. You don't know if your love will be good. You don't know. So you got to sow in the morning and at night. You don't know which one will succeed. You don't know, are they going to be both alike? Are they both going to be good? You don't know. So I'm going to tell you something. That is the reason why you should always, listen to this good, you should always work in morning and in evening. Uh-oh. Work morning and in evening. Now, what I'm saying is good because we Jews do it, but some people think about it and say, well, I'm a woman, I'll not work that time. What do you mean? What do you mean? You a woman, you ought not work then. You ought to work in the morning and in the evening. Either work both times or whichever time is favorable. But just do it. Do it. Don't talk about it. Do it. Do it. But without consultation, plans are frustrated. But with many counselors, they succeed. If you have at least three counselors, you have at least three, because I use three, okay? But, and I tell you why I use it, because two is just saying a couple, but this says many, and many is more than two. Many is more than two. Now, Joshua 1:7 puts it all right. It says, only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may be, or so that you may have success. Success wherever you go. When you have the law of God, you have the law of Moses, the way it's given. You don't turn to the right, you don't turn to the left. You just go straight on. Just straight on you go with it. So you will be a success. Now, people don't know that. They look at all types of things to make them rich. They look at, you can do things. Oh, I'm gonna try this plan. I'm going to move this way. I ain't going to tell nobody, but I'm going to try and do that. That is not the way. That is not the way. The way is don't go to the right and don't go to the left. Go straight forward. If you are going to get, let's say, a couple of $1,000 working, that doesn't mean you start working more than that or you start working overtime. It means go straight ahead. Continue working just straight ahead the way which it was outlined for you. Don't stray from its path. Go straight. Now, 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, they rose early in the morning and went out to the wilderness of Tekoa. And when they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, listen to me, O Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Put your trust in the Lord, your God, and you will be established. Put your trust, here it is, put your trust in his prophets. Put your trust in his prophets. And what? Succeed. Put your trust in his prophets and succeed. Now, if you put that with Proverbs 15:2, the consultation of many counselors will succeed. What are the consultations? Those are what? God's prophets. God's prophets. You don't put your your heart into what's said of everyone, but on God's prophets. And with the prophets, you got a good chance. I'll tell you why. Because that stuff is thousands of years old. And for thousands of years, it's been gone. For hundreds of years. For centuries. For centuries, Yehudim, Jews have been doing it. It has gone that way. It has been that way. They have loved that way. For 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years, it has worked for them. Now, when you say Jew, the first thing they think is a white man with a long beard or somewhere. But no. A Jew is a person who, well, I just put it to you like this. There are black Jews. You hear me? There are black Jews. There are Jews that look just like you. Yeah, there are Jews that look just like you. A Jew don't even think about no black or white, because the Jew knows that a Jew is black. He knows it. He knows it. Therefore, he sticks by it. Did you ever look at why Jews don't do nothing with black people? How come they don't bother them or talk about them? It's because Jews are black. It is. Now, you just might as well take that and keep it. You might as well just put that in your pipe and smoke it, because it is true. It is true. There are people such as my family, which came to this country in the 1850s. And you know what they were when they came in? They were Jews. They were Jews already. Already. Many people here were Jews already. And that thing has grown for them. See, so if you want to be a success, put your trust in the prophets of Hashem and succeed. Because when you put your trust in his prophets, you can't do nothing but succeed. You can't do nothing but succeed. Now, Joshua 1:7 says, only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may have success wherever you go. Don't turn from the law of Moses, because you know what? The law of Moses is hoodoo. Don't turn from hoodoo. Don't turn to the right from hoodoo or the left from hoodoo, because success is wherever you go. Moses was the hoodoo man of the Bible. And I'm just saying that to help you understand it. The stuff he has in the Bible will take you and get you over. It'll get you over. Just the little stuff that's in the Bible will get you over. With consultation, without consultation, plans are frustrated. If you don't have no consultation, your plans will be frustrated. Now that means three or more people. That means three or more people. But with many counselors shall succeed. They shall succeed. With many counselors, they succeed. With three or more people consulting you. Now, the first thing you got to do is get you some counselors. You got to get somebody that knows something. You got to get somebody that knows something. Commit your works unto the Lord, and your plans will be established. If you will just say, the Lord runs this, it will be established. Yeah, it will. Now, you want to know why Jews never lose? You ever wonder why Jews always wind up getting better and better and better, doing more? It's because they commit their works to the Lord. That's all. Commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Yes, it will. It will be established. Don't sow your seed. Don't, you know, if you sow it in the morning, don't be idle in the evening. For you do not know whether the morning or evening sowing shall succeed, or whether both of them alike shall be good.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
I have to tell everybody this. I appreciate you. Yes, I do. I appreciate you. You have spent some time here. You have spent some time. Now, next week, we're going to say a little more about success. But tomorrow, I want you to read. I don't want you to read anything. I want you to be here. I want you to be here because tomorrow we will be doing love readings. That's right. That is a reading about the love in your life. Do you want him? Does he want you? You know, is she the love of your life or isn't she? I don't know. You know. You know. But the one that does know is the seven spirits of God. Yes, they know. They know. Now, you be here. You be here for a reading on your love life. You be here for it because you need it. And remember, 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 there is only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say. Now, God bless you and God keep you. And he let him lift up his eyes upon you and give you peace from this time forth, even forevermore. God bless you. And most of all, I do say this, good night and God keep you.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michelle LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.